Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Tony Evans, author of Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare, Kevin and Carlette Nelson, authors of Journeys to the Mountain, and Vanessa Miller, author of Rain in the Promised Land. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Tony Evans, author of Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. Here's a little information about Tony Evans. Dr. Tony Evans is founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, and author of The Power of God's Names and Victory in Spiritual Warfare, among many others. His radio broadcast, The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, can be heard on more than 1,000 U.S. outlets daily and in more than 130 countries. Now here's a short description of the book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. Spiritual victory is a privilege to be enjoyed by every Christian. Why then do you seem to encounter so many obstacles in your daily life? One answer may be that you have not yet learned how to stand strong in the victory that is already yours in Christ. The enemy of your soul has gained the upper hand and you feel defenseless against his attacks. But are you really defenseless? No, says Dr. Tony Evans, God has given you powerful weapons to help you withstand the onslaught of Satan's lies. These prayers, based on Dr. Evans's life-changing book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, will help you stand against the enemy's attacks on your spiritual life, your family relationships, alcohol and drug-related strongholds, financial crisis, and sinful compulsions. Prayers of victory that cover these and other vital areas of your life will help you retake the ground Satan has wrongly usurped in your life. Now here's a brief review of the book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. Whether we realize it or not, Christians are in a battle. The enemy is at war for the souls, hearts, minds, and spirits of those who trust Christ. Without proper armor, this battle can easily end in defeat. However, God has equipped Christians with the tools they need to stand against the attacks of the enemy. In Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare, Dr. Tony Evans helps readers to understand the power of prayer, how it affects our way of fighting spiritual warfare, and how to use it to stand strong and experience victory in life. Among other things, readers will discover prayers for family issues, dealing with loss, overcoming emotional baggage, and how to handle enemies. Dr. Evans challenges Christians to change their perspective and learn to operate victoriously in God's plan. We highly recommend this book. Visit Tony Evans online at www.tonyevans.org. Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare is published by Harvest House Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Prodigal by Sidewalk Prophets.
It's been a long time since you felt peace in the valley you made where you're not meant to be. Where the shame throws shadows on you. But don't you forget that you're headed to more. But you settle for less. Don't buy the lie, it's as good as it gets. The same feet that left you lost and alone are the very same feet that'll bring you back home. Wherever you are, you feel
Next up today is Kevin and Carlette Nelson, authors of Journeys to the Mountain. Here's a little information about Kevin and Carlette Nelson. Kevin and Carlette Nelson are authors and motivational speakers with a passion for sharing their life story with the world. They have lived a life that is not usually heard of. It has brought them to many highs and many humbling experiences. The entire journey has made them who they are today. A pillar of strength that craves to inspire and to encourage others. Two people living two separate lives that parallel each other were brought together in a miraculous fashion. Through their coming together, many secrets and knowledge removed from the human database throughout history has been given to them because of their spiritual journey. They look forward to sharing their lives with you. Now here's a short description of the book, Journeys to the Mountain. Kevin and Carlette Nelson tell of their inspiring life events in this book. Their experiences are a phenomenon in the 21st century. The book is a memoir written with biblical similarities. These experiences are beyond what we have ever seen in modern times. Now here's a brief review of the book, Journeys to the Mountain. In Journeys to the Mountain, authors Kevin and Carlette Nelson share their story of overcoming obstacles, persevering toward goals, enduring difficult seasons, and being molded into the people they are today. In telling their personal story, they also offer powerful lessons on manhood, womanhood, parenthood, and married life. They additionally speak of strength and weakness, learning to differentiate between the two, and allowing their strength to carry them throughout life. We highly recommend this book. Visit Kevin and Carlette Nelson online at www.kevinandcarlettenelson.com. Journeys to the Mountain is published by CreateSpace. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Flawless by Mercy Me.
There's got to be more than going back and forth, from doing right to doing wrong, 'cause we were taught that's who we are. Well, come on, get in line right behind me, you along with everybody, thinking it's worth it what you do. Then like a hero who takes the stage, when we're on the edge of our seat, saying it's too late, let me introduce you to amazing grace. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made, the cross has made you flawless.
The cross has made you flawless.
No matter the hurt or how deep the wound, the truth is a cross has made, the cross has made.
can't believe that this unconditional kind of love would be in love to take a filthy wretch like this and wrap him up in righteousness. But that's exactly what he did. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is a cross has made, the cross has made you flawless,
the cross has made you flawless.
No matter the hurt or how deep the wound is, no matter the pain, still the truth is a cross has made, the cross has made you flawless. Oh yeah. Take a breath, smile and say right here, right now, I'm okay, because the cross was enough. And like a hero takes the stage when introduce you to grace, grace, God's grace. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made, the cross has made you flawless,
the cross has made you flawless.
No matter the hurt or how deep the wound,
Next up today is Vanessa Miller, author of Rain in the Promised Land. Here's a little information about Vanessa Miller. Vanessa Miller is a best-selling author, playwright, and motivational speaker. Her novels have received rave reviews, with several appearing on Essence Magazine's bestseller list. Miller's work has received numerous awards, including the Best Christian Fiction Mahogany Award and the Red Rose Award for Excellence in Christian Fiction. Miller graduated from Capital University with a degree in organizational communication. She is also an ordained minister in her church. Her book series include For Your Love, How Sweet the Sound, Praise Him Anyhow, and My Soul to Keep. Now here's a short description of the book, Rain in the Promised Land. With times like these, it's no wonder that fear has gripped Nina Walker's heart. Now she's not sure if she can trust her husband, son, and even God when it comes to the things that concern her. Isaac Walker Jr. has fallen in love, but Nina feels that her son is too young and tries to do everything in her power to snatch him out of the grips of a needy woman. Meanwhile, Nina must also decide if love is enough when it comes to her own marriage. Elizabeth Underwood's singing career is on a downward spiral. She desperately needs a reality show to get back on the top 10 playlist. Only one problem with that, and his name is Kenneth Underwood. Elizabeth doesn't understand why her husband won't help get her career back on track, and she's willing to wreak havoc in her home in order to get what she wants. After decades of being married to the man of their dreams, Nina and Elizabeth are at a crossroads. Heaven only knows what they will do next. Now here's a brief review of the book, Rain in the Promised Land. In this book, Vanessa Miller brings together the characters from previous stories, Nina and Isaac, Elizabeth and Kenneth, Cinda and Keith, and Ike. As their lives intersect, readers discover how they have grown through each experience and the many decisions they are facing. While each character lives out their truth, they come to grips with the truth of their own individual situations, and they begin to realize that they can follow God's path or their own. Miller presents a powerful story of forgiveness, love, and learning to listen to and follow the voice of God. We highly recommend this book. Visit Vanessa Miller online at www.vanessamiller.com. Reign in the Promised Land is published by Praise Unlimited Enterprises. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Black Christian Book Promo and Black Christian Book Company. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled First by Lauren Daigle. God bless.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. My treasure.